You start with a fixture. Ireland away in the Six Nations. It looks simple on paper, a kickoff time, a stadium, a route across the water. But here's the thing, the match is only one part of the day. The rest of it is where trips either feel smooth or quietly start to unravel. You leave early, earlier than you expect, because ferry schedules don't move for anyone. You're working to a fixed crossing, and everything after that depends on hitting that window. Miss time here, and it carries forward. There's no easy way to catch it back. As you move through the journey, you notice how each step links to the next. Coach transfers, traffic on arrival, where your hotel sits in relation to the stadium. None of it is difficult on its own, but combined, it becomes tight. That's what most first-time travellers underestimate. They plan the travel, not the day. Take Cardiff. The Millennium Stadium sits right in the centre. On a normal day, it's a straightforward 10 to 20 minute walk from most hotels. On match day, that same walk slows. Streets fill early, routes narrow, and what felt simple becomes slower, more deliberate. You adjust your pace without realizing it. Now compare that to Scotland. If you're heading to Murrayfield Stadium, chances are you're not staying in the same city. Many trips base in Glasgow, which means a structured transfer into Edinburgh on match day. That's a different rhythm entirely. You're not walking when you feel like it. You're moving on a schedule, miss it, and the margin is gone. This is where timing starts to matter more than the match itself. You begin to think backwards. Kickoff is 1400, so you aim to be at the stadium by 1300. Not early, just realistic. Entry systems are tighter now. Digital tickets, security checks, queues that build faster than expected. Arriving 45 minutes before used to be safe. Now it's the minimum. Around that, you're factoring in everything else. Transfer times, walking routes, where roads close, how crowds build in the final hour. It's not stressful if you expect it. It is if you don't. And then there's the detail that catches people out. Travel packages don't always include match tickets. It surprises people every year. The logistics are covered, the structure is there, but tickets often sit separately because allocation is controlled. If you don't plan that early, you're left chasing options late, and that's where risk creeps in. What matters most is how the day feels while you're in it. When the timing works, you notice different things. You arrive without rushing. You have time to take in the atmosphere around the stadium. You find your gate without pressure. The experience opens up. When it doesn't, the day compresses. You're watching the clock, you're second-guessing routes, you're hoping queues move quickly. The match still happens, but the experience around it feels tighter than it should. This is where it helps to have it organized. With Celtic Horizon Tours, the structure is already in place. We arrange the crossings, the transfers, the timing around the stadium. You're not figuring out how long each stage takes, because that's already been accounted for. It removes the small decisions that build into pressure. You still have the freedom to enjoy the day, but the critical parts, the ones that tend to go wrong, are handled. So when you're looking at your next Six Nations trip, think beyond the fixture. Think about how you want the day to feel from the moment you leave to the moment you take your seat. If you'd rather experience it without managing every moving part, book your trip with Celtic Horizon Tours. It's the difference between getting there and getting the day right.